on the verge of a series win. I've called it already, Webby.
Jesus.
Hasn't That's been done for 2 years for our guys in the one-day arena. Jeff Lawson is our cricket expert. And good morning, Henry. And this afternoon, 2:30, our guys take on India in game two. There's talk about Mitch Marsh perhaps potentially coming back in. Do you change your winning formula? And I'll tell you what, they were pretty reasonable last night or the other day with their bowling attack.
Yeah, well, look, it was a good win on Sunday, to be honest, here in Australia's form and India's form. But India looked a little bit rusty. Obviously, guys like MS Dhoni coming back into their side. But, I mean, Australia played pretty well. As you said, the number one bowling lineup was having a bit of rest after all those overs they bowled in the Test series. But, you know, guys like Jason Berendorf, who've done such a great job for WA the last few years, bowled very well. And yeah, good win. Of course, Adelaide tonight, but probably the big question was more about the batting order.
Mm. Hanscom, with his, he made a massive score, 87 in the end, and did well. Khawaja, 59. I suppose, and Henry, you're a bowler. You want the blokes to give you a target to at least shoot at, and they did that the other night.
Yeah, and it was quite sensible stuff through the middle order. And I guess you can't have it perfectly all the time with, you know, obviously with Glenn Maxwell only facing a few balls at the end. You'd love him to be facing, you know, probably 30 or 40 balls, not like the five that he faced. So that was the issue. If you've had Pete Hanscom through the middle, who's a steady player, he's a guy holding the inning together rather than blast a big score.
Mm.
Is that going to work for you every time? So it'll be interesting tonight to see if they actually give Maxwell a shot maybe at number five or six rather than bat at seven. But as you said, guys did the job pretty steady through the middle. And you know, that 280 score at the SCG is often enough. They might need a few more at Adelaide, though.
Yeah, it's short boundary.
Scoring game down there pretty often in one-day cricket.
Henry, of all the conundrums in Australian cricket, is there a bigger one than Glenn Maxwell and what to do with him?
Oh, it's certainly top of your conundrum list, Webby, isn't it? You know, he's played Test cricket. He's made a Test 100. He's known for his hitting. You know, he's been a great 20-over player. He obviously bowls as well. I think it's been underrated at times, I think. And his off-spin is quite good, particularly in white ball cricket. So he's an interesting character. That was the big issue as to why he wasn't going to look at Test cricket. You know, is his character being questioned? The Australian coach says no. Well, to be honest, he didn't really answer that question in the press conference. He threw a question back. Glenn's an interesting character, but that's a part of the game. You've got to be able to manage different characters and get the best out of them. That's what captains and coaches have to do.
Mm. You wrote, I think, the best cricket column of the summer, not last Sunday, but the Sunday before. You're pretty critical of Justin Langer. You're right, he didn't answer the question properly about Glenn Maxwell. How much faith have you got in Justin Langer?
Well, he's a conundrum himself. I mean, it seemed that he was anointed for the job well before Darren Lehman left under those less than happy circumstances after that Cape Town Test match. And you know, Langer's the same age as Lehman, played in the same teams, was a part of that culture, and seemed to be, you know, pre-anointed for the job. And the people who gave him that job no longer work for Cricket Australia. They've got new management. I believe new management are reviewing everybody's position in Cricket Australia. So I think Langer's job's under review. And his record as the Australian coach has been very, very poor since he took the job. Hardly won a game. And the win on Sunday was Australia's, what was it, third win in a year in one-day cricket, which is unbelievable. They've won one Test match. It's been a poor record. So yeah, you've got to ask questions. And Justin doesn't seem to be challenged at many levels. He just seems to have walked into the job and, yeah, we'll keep blaming the absence of Smith and Warner as the reason for Australia not playing well. Well, just two batsmen down doesn't make you play that poorly. So yeah, look, I think he needs to be challenged more on a lot of fronts. And when he responds in press conferences like that, interviewee gets responds with questions rather than answers, you know, you've got to be suspicious.
Talk to me about Aaron Finch. Doesn't seem to be seeing the ball all that well at the moment. Struggled through that test series against India, and then, you know, he's been bowled the other night between bat and pad. Just missed it cleanly. Is he going to be able to scrape something together and find some form?
Well, Berkey, I mean, Aaron Finch is a white ball specialist almost. I mean, you know, he should not have been in the test side, and Victoria weren't even playing him at the top of the order. They were playing in the middle order, if playing him at all. But you know, his reputation, his record says he's a 20 over and 50 over cricketer.
Yeah.
So I think he will get through that because, you know, he's a very, very positive batsman, as you need to be in white ball cricket. I'd like to give the bowler a bit of credit the other day. You know, it was the right length, just maybe kept a bit low and skidded through. So when batsmen get out, it's not always their fault. You know, sometimes
it's never their fault.
Or something, don't we?
Exactly.
I'll put that down to a good ball. But look, Aaron Finch is the right guy to be A, opening the batting in white ball cricket and leading Australia in that. I think he's a pretty good captain as well. So, look, I think his form will improve. He'll definitely be there for the World Cup. So, we'll back Finchie at this stage.
Well, we look forward to round two against India, head-to-head Australia at $2.20, India at $1.70 to win that game. Henry, thanks for your time.
A pleasure, gentlemen.